All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Ilan Sobel. He's the CEO of BioHarvest Technologies. And Ilan, good to have you back again. How are you?
Steve, I'm doing great. And it's fantastic to see you again.
So you've added a really big name to your advisory board. And we'll sort of talk about him in just a second. But it really fits into something that I've heard you talk about before. And that is biofarming, specifically in space. And we're starting to hear a lot more about this moving forward. So maybe you can just sort of wet the whistle of people a little bit about how biofarming can be utilized within space travel.
No problem, Steve. Well, today is a real milestone in the history of BioHarvest Sciences. And I guess the genesis of this is when you look at the size of the prize, when you look at the specific space industry, today Morgan Stanley evaluated $350 billion. In 20 years' time, it's going to be a $1 trillion industry. There's a massive race for space that's happening out there, and we hear about it every single day in the media, whether it's Virgin Galactic by Richard Branson, or Sir Richard Branson, I should say, or Elon Musk with SpaceX, or Jeff Bezos, who right now is clearly communicating that they're going to have a Blue Origin space station by the end of the decade. Or even NASA, who are maniacally focused on making sure there's a long-term presence on the moon by the end of the decade. So with this race for space, you're gonna have the colonization of space. You're gonna have people living in colonies in these outer frontiers. And these people, they need nutrition. So this is why, when we look at the power of our platform technology, we understand the potential of bringing biofarming to space. And as many people may know, with our platform technology, we're able to produce primary metabolites. So we're able to therefore produce premium proteins that can be an important source of nutrition for those people that are living long-term in space. At the same time, our technology, as you know, with products like Vinia, we produce antioxidant compounds. And these antioxidant compounds, they have antioxidant activity that can play a critical role of reducing the human cellular stress that people living in space undergo. And this allows the antioxidants to actually prevent damage, which is caused by microgravity and ionizing radiation. So there's a role from a nutritional perspective, but there's also a critical role as it relates to actually the overall health and wellness of these people living in space. When you understand it, Steve, you have significant oxidation of the LDL cholesterol in people's blood when they're going into space as a result of the microgravity. And as we know, high content polyphenols like Vinia, they're able to reduce that oxidation of the LDL cholesterol.
So now, Ilan, that said, if you want to sort of play in that space sector with all of those players, you have to sort of put yourself with someone who can speak to those people, can literally pick up the phone and give them a call. And that's who you announced today, because joining your advisory board is astronaut Chris Hadfield, the legendary Canadian astronaut, of course, who's so well known in North America for being at the space station, all the work that he has done. And he's talked about biofarming in the past. So now he's joining your advisory board. So first off, congratulations on that. This is a big coup for the company.
Look, it's a major validation in our biofarming platform technology. I had the amazing privilege of spending some quality time with Chris a few weeks ago. He was here in Israel, and he actually came. He did an extensive visit of all of our facilities, met the R&D team, spent time in our labs, actually spent time in our new 20-ton facility as well. His background is just perfect for us as we start this new expedition for the company. Just given the amount of time he spent in space, he's probably the most experienced astronaut right now. Just given, two spacewalks and the amount of time that he spent in the space station where he was captain. And when you actually understand his background, he has an engineering background. Mm-hmm. And it's just a perfect fit, just given his experience his engineering background. And it was amazing to see Steve when we actually went on the visit through our laboratories. The questions that Chris was asking were spot on questions related to our technology and had, you know, demonstrated an in-depth understanding of bioreactors. Because in fact, NASA have been looking at how to use bioreactors in space since the 60s. We obviously have a very unique proprietary bioreactor system that you know, we believe will have significant applicability as far as providing, you know, a long-term nutrient solution in space. So Chris is going to play a very important role in helping us navigate and guide us in the right direction as we, you know, walk, you know, slowly and cautiously down that path. But there are, what you're seeing now is a number of opportunities opening up with major programs coming out of NASA and other organizations that are focused on thinking about, you know, what space is going to look like and how to actually have a sustainable supply of nutrition and food as we start to colonize, you know, the those parts of the overall system. So, you know, it's a major milestone.
Yeah,
we're excited. It really demonstrates the cutting edge of our technology. And I couldn't think of a better partner than Colonel Chris Hadfield to help guide us and really show us the way step by step as we get to that next frontier.
All right. Well, congratulations, Elon. Great to hear from you. I've heard you're out of this world, and now it's really proven true when you're talking with Chris Hadfield. So there you go. Thanks, my friend. Great to see you.
Great to see you too. Thank you.
All right, there's Elon Sobel. He's the CEO of BioHarvest Sciences.